High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right. Hello. Welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I have me and my hubby here, and we're actually going to talk about a misconception about moving the body. So we kind of went into some spiritualness the last 2 weeks, and now we're going to talk about more physical, going into movement of the body and fitness and all those things. So with that, though, what do we do on Carrie's podcast? What do we do, babe?
We got a jam.
Yeah, so what's our jam today? What is it? Come on, pick the song. You're the guest.
You put me on the spot now.
Yeah, come on. Don't be scared. What are we going to pick?
Oh.
I've got the 90s playlist right here.
Go with one of those. Anything from the 90s is great.
Okay. So what are we going to choose? Are we going to choose, Apocalypse? I don't know what playlist. Oh, Backstreet Boys? No. That's from the 90s?
I think you're trying to chase people away with the Backstreet Boys.
What do we got? Bill Ingvall? That's on your playlist. That's on your 90s playlist. Tell us about that. Tell us about why Bill Ingvall's on your playlist.
The kids play it. That's Bill Ingvall's. What is he? Here's Your Sign guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The boys love the fun comedy.
All right. So we're just going to play like a really upbeat song then. How about we play... here's one of my favorite songs right here. Go. 1, 2, 3. What? You didn't choose one, so I chose one for you. Funny. The Outcast. This is a good one because we're kind of the outcast in the world right now.
Sounds good.
Sounds good that we're the outcast? I don't think so.
It's good to be different. It's no fun following the crowd.
Clap your hands. All right, here comes the chorus. Yes, clap your hands 3 times. Yes. All right, are we feeling it? Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Since we played that song, of course, we got to talk about moving the body. So the topic today is on body movement, which is cardio workouts. So aerobic workouts and what they're doing to our body. And this might be maybe something that you have heard, you haven't heard of, and we might stir the pot a little bit because we know that it's super popular. And so with that, let's take it away, Christian.
Well, if you go to the gym and you always see that same person on the treadmill, they're the treadmill junkies, running and running and running. And this is also that same person that's always going to the cardio fitness class, everything. And then they're always complaining they're not able to lose the body fat that they want. There's an important thing: as we stress our body, we create a hormone cascade. We live in a world that's always stressing us. Okay. Stress comes from every single source. I mean, just think of anything throughout your day that's not stressful, and it's much easier than trying to create a list of the stressors. So anytime you get stressed, your adrenal gland starts producing cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And cortisol is a stress hormone to help you adapt and deal with those stresses. So if we are going about our day to day and chronically getting stressed, then we go to the gym and we put our body through the windmill and stress it like crazy with chronic cardio. Cardio is can be a great tool to help elevate your heart rate, help for fitness, help for your heart. But the problem is you're in a stress state. You enter this cardio, your exercise routine, stressing your body, stressing your joints, pushing yourself for long periods of time, your cortisol levels go up. This cortisol level, as it goes up, then creates an imbalance with your adrenal gland. But I think first, you just have to understand cortisol is nicknamed the stress hormone. So it responds to every single kind of stress.
Well, and I think it's too, people are doing cardio for so long. Like they're mm-hmm. like, 55 minutes or an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. When really, don't you feel like really intense cardio, short batches, about 20 minutes of maybe cardio?
You're okay doing a long period of cardio, maybe once a week. But you have a lot of folks that like doing this almost daily. And the reality, especially as we age, anytime you go into those prolonged stressful cardio where you're over 10, 15 minute rage, you're stressing your body and your body responds by creating that stress hormone. And cortisol.
And then it goes to belly fat, right?
Yes, it creates that belly fat and creates everything we're all trying to avoid, okay? What are some of the symptoms of having high cortisol?
Let's hear them, babe.
You get reduced libido, which is no fun.
I know. Talk dirty to me.
Yeah. You get cranky. Your mood, you get become moody, depressive, anxious thoughts. You're going to
crave sugar.
Craving sugar, problem sleeping, short-term memory issues, headaches, exhaustion, loss of a menstrual cycle. Okay. All just because your stress hormones are going too high. And because that your body in this stress state is going to try and store up and get ready for things. And so it tends to absorb and retain that fat. And especially around the midsection and the areas we don't want to have that fat.
Yeah. And I think we were talking about this. You said it was some kind of hormone goes like straight to your gut, and then it creates inflammation or something like
cortisol
that.
Cortisol also, yes, does cause inflammation. And if you look, inflammation is mainly going to be stored around those fat cells that tend to be in our midsection. The white adipose tissue, it's going to be extremely inflammatory. This is all the fat tissue you don't want that's associated with all the negative health outcomes we're all trying to avoid. It's all going to that area, and the cortisol stress hormone is affecting and increasing the size and the number of those fat cells.
Right. And also cardio lowers your thyroid hormone. And we all know that you guys, what's happening right now, especially to women, they're struggling with thyroid issues. And I always tell my patients, or, you know, Christian tells his patients, but like when I have them as clients or, you know, health coaching clients, I'm like, we got to lay off the cardio a little bit because it is destroying your thyroid. And
As your cortisol hormones go up, okay, it affects your adrenal gland. Your adrenal gland makes adrenaline, your energy. It's going to affect your sex hormones.
Why do you keep talking about sex?
Well, we can get into that later. So it affects all those things. And there's this thing called the HP axis. So your HP axis is your hypothyroid, your brain basically communicating with your adrenal gland and helping you adapt to all kinds of stresses. You overstress the one, it downregulates the other, so your thyroid stops functioning as it should because of the excess cortisol.
Yes. So you guys, the thyroid hormone is directly responsible for metabolism and weight. This is T3, and those T3 levels are a result of lower metabolism. Like when they, like my husband said, get just so jacked up when the cortisol goes high, and during your workouts and throughout the day. So prolong intense cardio sessions. Do this by increasing T3 output and potentially impairing future hormone responses. You guys, this is what Christian and I talked about on our first podcast about hormone issues. And I'm telling you, it's because of, and you guys, I get it. Do I love cardio? I'm a dance fitness instructor. It's so much fun. However, I also want to let you know that I call this the strength classes that I teach. That's your vanity class. The cardio is not your vanity class, okay? No. The strength class is your vanity class because that's what's going to get you the best results. It's going to, and I guess maybe we should talk about that. Why? Let's talk about the difference between what weightlifting does and strength training compared to cardio, because cardio, yes, even though it's good, right? And I want you guys to know that it is good. I think about once or twice a week, we are getting that cardio and we're getting our heart to work hard and we're strengthening our heart. And I also tell my students that, you know, to tell you have a good heart rate, like when you're in class and your heart rate goes so high, when your heart rate can go down, when it goes down really, really quickly and can recover, that's how we know our heart is really healthy. But when it takes a while, we know that we have to work on that heart strength. Yes. So we're not saying not to do cardio. So I hope one that's very clear.
One of the best measures of your actual health is your heart rate variability, which is what Carrie just described, how well you adapt and your heart rate can jump super high and can go down. And this is actually how you want to use your cardio. You want your cardio to be helping your heart and your body train to adapt to stress. So this is why I like to do HIIT style, high intensity style training. You can do a minute of just straight all out as hard as you can. Then you get a minute and a half of rest. This is training that heart rate variability, but also the reality is you burn way more calories. You can do a 10-15 minute HIIT session and you will burn more than you could burn an hour and a half running on a treadmill.
Right.
So, I mean, how many of us have that hour and a half that do that when you can actually accomplish the same in 10 to 15 minutes and also not shoot your cortisol levels home up like crazy? Okay.
Right. Well, and let's talk about what's happening, especially to moms and women, is they're hitting that cardio class about 6 times a week. And then they're told what? Decrease your calories to 1200. And then the body's going like, whoa, what's happening? I can't even.
So the body goes into the starvation mode. And the only fuel that's available to source is your muscle. So it starts catabolizing or eating away its own muscle tissue and storing up fat because you're starving it. So you're a lighter, softer version of yourself, which makes the whole cascade of everything worse because your metabolism, your ability to drive and burn calories is based on how much muscle mass you have. So if you're eating away at your muscle mass and storing soaring fat, you're creating a trap for yourself that you're going to digging it deeper and deeper and deeper just by eating the way you're doing and doing the excess cardio.
Yeah. So eating fewer calories and then busting it out in cardio, and then it affects your sleep. And I think I did a post about this a while ago, how I said, you know, I showed the different, you know, it was like a cartoon thing that I shared. I shared it on Instagram about how we want to be, you know, not doing those cardio sessions. So it's like losing muscle is big caloric deficit, low protein, trains and does cardio. Okay. Excess cardio, 2 to 5 hours of sleep a night. But if we actually want to lose body fat and gain muscle, it's small caloric deficit, high protein, trains of muscles, lifting 3 to 5 times a week, and then 7 to 9 hours of sleep, and then some cardio. You guys, I've talked about this so much, is that cardio is supplemental, just like our supplements, right? We want to eat healthy, but we also have to supplement. Cardio is just supplemental when it comes to our training program. So by the way, we kind of skipped over like a squirrel, but we were going to talk about why weightlifting is different and how it affects the body and the cortisol compared to cardio.
So there's a lot of differences in how your muscles are functioning. It goes just simply anaerobic versus aerobic exercises. So in your muscles, you have these glycolytic stores of energy that are built up and you're meant to use. And as you're doing strength training, you're able to use those, but you also can replenish them. And when you go into this long, prolonged cardio, you're pushing your body into a stress state chronically. Then you have to go past that lactate threshold. You start creating lactic acid, and it builds up this whole stress response. And lactic acid in itself has become a terrible name. Everyone demeans it and talks about lactic acid being bad. Your body loves it and can use it, but you're creating this chronic stress response. And doing that every single day has that a major negative effect, where if you build up those muscles, strengthening them, you're increasing your muscle mass. You're not creating that caloric or the cortisol response, and you're not overstressing and taxing your body and setting yourself up for what can become adrenal fatigue, which is a whole nother discussion you could do a whole podcast on.
Yeah. So, but with the strength training, you guys, we're not saying that you have to like go and lift 300 pounds. Like no. That's going to stress your body out. But
this is also
weightlifting does stress your body a teeny bit, right? Because that's why you guys, the reason why your muscles get sore is because you get like tiny micro tears in your muscles and they're starting to heal. That's why you're sore. Yeah. Like after you have a squat day or leg day, but we're not saying go to the gym and lift 300 pounds. But what it is, and what I've learned, you guys, throughout my training is that if I can target the muscle and if I can move slow with good form, then I get the results that I want. Whether if I'm like trying to crush through this and like, you know what I mean, and get a cardio effect, then I'm more tired and it's like more slow and controlled and targeted.
Exactly. And then you can start building and repairing those muscles by giving the right nutrition. Everything we're just building into talking about there. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there.
But. It's okay. We do that sometimes on podcasts. So, yeah. Well, I think that's just a great thing to kind of end on. You know, a short little podcast. I wanted to talk about this because, you guys, clients and things that I've been working with, they're like, "What about cardio, though?" But what about cardio? I'm like, "Hey, we're not worried about cardio right now because if you're telling me that you want to drop weight, especially belly fat, I'm not going to focus on cardio first. You know, I'm going to focus on strength training you, the right nutrition, and then let's supplement you with cardio." And again, don't think that we're saying that cardio is bad, and it's fun.
It's a tool. That's the thing. You have to realize cardio is a tool. It should not be your daily activity. You need the strength training, all these other things. You also have to get the idea that has become popular that girls and women tend to have in their head is, "Hey, if I lift weights, I become bulky." Yeah,
you're not true.
Completely false. For a woman to become bulky and big lifting weights, it is a very, very hard task. And it's going to create a lot more work than most women are ever willing to go into.
Yes. Yeah. And if we want kind of like that vascularity and those, you know, tight and toned muscles, which I think we all want, not only for you guys looks, mostly I always say feel great, look great. And I've always said that constantly. It's not the other way around. But you're also going to get the physique more that you want with weight training versus cardio. So I guess the whole point of this podcast is like, just don't worry about cardio so much, you know, especially if you're starting your fitness journey or movement journey. And, but here's the deal. I want to say, if you're just starting out, yes, go walking. Maybe you want to do a light jog. Maybe you found like a fitness class. You guys, I know that like, you know, dance fitness really popular, the aerobic classes, cycling, all those things are popular. Like, of course, if you want to start somewhere and you're like, "I actually really like cardio," it's a great place to start.
It is. But it's also a great place to start of just even using that HIIT style training because maybe
for 20 minutes.
Just walking is that cardio activity for you. So you walk and you go sit on the bench for a minute and you're able to start training your body and not overstressing yourself.
Right. And mamas, I want to tell you this. I have this thing that tracks my steps. And maybe I'll talk about this in another podcast, the Aura Ring. However, you guys, on rest days, 15,000 steps or 10,000 steps, rest days. But you guys, it's because as moms, we're constantly moving, right? We're constantly picking up toys. We're, you know, it's so funny. This thing tracks workouts for me. And sometimes it's like, hey, we detected a workout here. I'm like, oh, nope. I was just bathing the toddler. Or, oh, nope. That was just like a hustle and bustle lunchtime, you know. And so the thing is you can actually use those. And that's what my trainer taught me too, that's actually your cardio, you know, because you're getting those steps in that you need. And so now we just have to build long, lean muscle. And you guys, long, lean muscles, not only that, it's going to make you strong. And as women age, I feel like it's so good for our bone density, right? Mm-hmm. And it's good for, you know, osteoporosis, all these things that we don't want to have. And so you guys, don't be afraid of those weights, okay? And again, if you need help with that, I can help you with that. I've got my online health and movement studio, and I've got a ton of strength workouts on there. I will put the link to that in the show notes, and you can go check out some of my classes. And yes, there's cardio, there's strength, there's active recovery. There's so many different things that you are available to you. But mostly the bulk of what's on my studio right now is strength. And that's because I know it is the most important when it comes to your health and fitness journey.
Perfect. It's that foundational thing. And then you can enjoy your cardio if that's what's fun for you. And
something
some
that's
of
fun.
Us, that's not. But that's okay.
I know. It's not fun for... And that's okay if it's not fun because it's not the foundation. So anyway, we're going to sum up this podcast, you guys. Start strength training. Do some resistance training. Ditch the cardio for a while and see what happens. Thanks, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms. Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode.